Ace Podcast.
It's two middle-aged dudes and a microphone.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone. I'm Craig.
I'm Aaron.
And we're coming live from the Lee Berry Studios once again in just an undisclosed location right outside of Nashville. We're not going
to
tell you where it
is. Pretty close to Nashville.
It's all right.
Yeah. Hey,
what does that mean?
Look at this stack.
That's a stack.
Look at that.
That's a stack.
This is so much paper.
That's a stack.
We're going to have to grow a tree.
That's a paper stack.
We got so many stories.
I'm going to say stack.
How many do you think we're going to get through tonight?
A stack. I just keep saying stack.
That's okay, because it is a stack.
You know what?
If that was pancakes, I could eat on that for a couple hours.
Hey, you know what?
What?
Got a story about angry goats.
Look where they are.
Australia, mate.
That's right. Hello. I'll do it in your accent, okay?
Oh, nope, I'm not going to do it.
Why not?
Because I can't do an Australian accent. But you want to hear it? Hello,
no,
mate.
No, we're not going through that again.
We're not?
No.
But why? Because it was so good.
But Australia, I think they like it when we try to do the accents.
Who said?
And by the way,
based on what?
By the way, I'm not on cold medicine at all. I'm clean.
So this is going to be a downer of a show.
So this sinus that you're hearing is just from allergies.
Have you seen your nose?
Have I seen it?
Have you seen your nose?
It's always right in front of my face.
Oh my gosh! Hey, you know, let's go back to the angry goats.
Yeah,
they attacked an elderly Australian man in his backyard.
Uh-oh.
According to this. This happens in Queensland. It happens in Queensland all the time.
What if it was Goat Boy and they just thought it was a goat?
I don't like Goat Boy.
I love Goat Boy.
I don't want to talk about him.
Nah.
No. Nah. I don't want to talk about him. An Australian man was found struggling with an angry goat after the animal attacked him in his backyard.
Wow.
First question, why was the man in the goat's backyard?
I saw another article today that said, you know what? They said, you know what Australia has? Lots of nope.
I saw that today.
Isn't that funny?
I think I saw that today. It was a picture of something that
sweeping
made me
a spider.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I didn't get to watch it, though. You know
it
why?
It was pretty funny.
Because it's been a bunch of nope.
Bunch of nope.
Did I watch
they
it?
Do
nope.
Have some. Even their goats
We've
are angry.
We've covered this before.
Even their goats are angry, though.
I don't know why. Because they're in this tropical paradise.
Oh, it's a beautiful place. I want to go there.
The Great Barrier Reef.
I think Drop D invited us and said we could stay at his house.
I don't think he did.
I think he did.
I don't think he did.
Anyway.
Oh, we're going to go now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We got time.
Okay, so we were talking about Queensland. We were talking about the Australian man was struggling with a goat and for some reason in the backyard. I don't know why. Paramedics said they found the 73-year-old man highly distressed.
Well, sure.
Because he had a goat after him.
73.
As he attempted to wrestle the goat to the ground. Come here, goat. Come here, goat.
Not doing it.
Come here, mate. He tried to wrestle the goat to the ground in his driveway after sustaining cerebral attacks. You'll try that again. So anyway, he attempted to wrestle the goat to the ground in his driveway after sustaining.
Talk about.
Several attacks. You got to get new.
Talk about.
You got to get new material.
I'm sorry.
Nobody wants to hear that.
That song
anymore.
Is still stuck in my head.
No, nobody wants to hear it anymore.
Everybody wants to hear it.
Okay, so anyway, it had already charged at him a number of times.
Yeah, right.
I don't know why it sounds like he's from Boston.
That's what I was wondering the same.
Let me try to get my Australian going here. It already charged him. I can't do
just
it.
Just think of this. Think that's not a knife.
That's not
a knife.
I can't.
I throw another shrimp on the body.
Okay, so anyway.
You can't do it. Where's your accent?
Here's the deal.
Okay.
Okay, they're going to get sick and tired of you doing that voice.
I don't think so, mate.
It had already charged at him a number of times and quite large horns.
Well,
again with the English people when you write articles. This is exactly what it said. It had already charged at him a number of times and quite large horns.
That's exactly what it said.
So he was able to subdue it somewhat but couldn't let go of it through fear of further injury. Paramedic Stuart Kutajar, who does not understand English. Sorry, Stuart, do not want to offend you, but that first sentence really hurt my head. A Queensland ambulance spokesman told the Gold Coast Bulletin.
Yeah.
I like the Gold Coast Bulletin. How about you?
It's a pretty good read.
No, I was thinking of the Gold Coast Buffet.
I was thinking of the Blue Coast Burrito.
Oh, I don't care for that.
Yeah.
He held onto the goat for about an hour as he called for neighbors for help.
No wonder the goat was angry.
The goat was sick and tired of it.
Let me go.
He's like, let go of my hands. Why was he? He was on vacation. He was on holiday, as they would say.
He's on holiday, mate.
Paramedics treated him on the scene for cuts, abrasions, and dehydration, and that was just for the goat. That was just the goat. And was later taken to a local hospital. The man remained in the hospital in stable condition and suffered only scratches and bruises. He can see the light side to it, but he's very dehydrated and exhausted after the incident.
73-year-old man attacked by a goat.
That's funny. That's what I just said.
Yeah. It's mind-boggling. I mean,
it's bad. Oh, man.
Oh, this is a good one.
Oh, you better fire it up.
Here we go. Do you like the Guinness World Book of Records?
Yeah. No, I don't read it. I've read it.
I haven't read it in a long time. I think the latest one I read was like 1990-something.
That's not late. I mean, that's not startup. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah,
I don't know what I just said. I just had like some kind of a thing happening in my brain, and I don't know what it was.
Well, that's a good sign.
It's a spark.
Doctor Headline says,
one spark could beget another spark, and eventually I'll have a complete sentence.
You'll be sparking all over the place.
Sparking.
All right, Sparky, here's the headline.
Oh, no, now you've made me Sparky.
Fossilized poop collector enters Guinness World Records 2017 book. As documented at the South Florida Museum.
Did he originate the poop and then let it wait to fossilize?
No, it's not his poop.
Oh, he...
He's not the original owner.
What if he's a caveman?
It's fossilized dinosaur poop is what it is.
Oh.
If we could read.
Well, if you could read, it would make the show a lot better.
Let me start this one over. As documented at
Headline is...
I've already done that. Hello. As documented at the South Florida Museum in Bradenton, Florida, USA.
I like how you said that. Say that again.
Bradenton.
First of all, I think it's Bradenton.
Whatever.
Okay.
George has amassed an amazing 1,277 pieces of prehistoric poo.
How do you do that?
Since he began his collection.
I would be hard-pressed right now to find one.
As a paleontology student at college.
Well, he stole them then.
Probably. The 36-year-old history fan has collected poop from 15 states in the U.S. and 8 countries worldwide.
I could do that at a truck stop.
A prize piece is precious.
No.
Yeah, that's what he calls it.
No.
His largest true-to-form coprolite.
Say it.
Coprolite.
Poo.
Weighing in at a whopping 1.92 kilograms. That's about 4 pounds, 3.5 ounces. That's a big piece of poo.
That's a lot of poop.
I wonder what dinosaur dropped that.
I don't know. I just want to know... Why?
It was found in South Carolina and dates from the... What? And dates from the Miocene epoch. Right?
Sure, whatever.
23.8 to 5.3 million years ago.
Yeah, whatever.
You're right. It was produced by a large crocodilian species around 20 feet long.
Crocodile, huh? Crocodile Dundee?
Yeah, mate. That's not a knot.
How
not
many
a
times
poop?
Are you going to say that?
That's not a poop.
You got to get new material.
This is a poop.
Maybe someone in Australia can maybe send you some new material.
Maybe. Just maybe talk on something.
Own. Talk on.
Don't make fun of my southern accent.
Talk own.
As required by Guinness World Records, each piece in the collection was inspected by a professional paleontologist.
Why'd I just see this guy with like some like a ballpoint pen poking at it going,
yep,
yep, that's poop.
You know what this is? This is Tyrannosaurus poop.
Yeah, that's Tyrannosaurus poop.
George's advice for anybody looking to set up a world record is... Have passion. Lots of passion for whatever they're doing.
So you're into voices now, huh?
Minus coprolite, fossilized feces. Whatever your passion, you should follow it.
Everybody, welcome Aaron Lindsay to the voice game.
Why do you get to do voices and I don't?
I think it's awesome.
Okay.
I think it's awesome.
George's collection.
I'm just glad you finally showed up to the party.
George's collection appears in the new Guinness World Records 2017 edition alongside loads of extraordinary collections. See what
can
they did?
Can we just hear one more George? Just one more George?
Well, let me see.
George's advice.
Okay. A prize piece is precious. His largest true-to-form, coprolite.
Yeah, whatever.
That's a new word to me, coprolite. I wonder if I'm pronouncing it properly.
Hey.
Hey.
I don't even understand the headline. Can I say it?
Oh, this is good, yeah.
Did you want this one?
No, take it.
We should share.
I had the coprolite story.
Swedish women.
Yeah.
Get hotline to report mansplaining. What's mansplaining?
You know what? I wish we had a hotline to report mansplaining.
Oh, this is great. Ready? You know what mansplaining is?
I do because I've read it.
You weren't supposed to read it.
I know, but...
Mansplaining, ladies and gentlemen, mansplaining is when a man explains something to a woman without being asked, particularly something which she might already know more about than him.
Really?
Yes. Women who have things mansplained.
That's not a real word.
I'm going to come up with a way to say this better.
Mansplained.
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 Mansplained. To them in the workplace can now report it to a dedicated hotline.
What are they going
to
do? Let me explain. Once they get the report.
I don't know. We need to probably explain this to them. Union. Okay, this is Swedish. Okay, ready for
Unionin.
This? No, ready for this?
Yeah.
This is how much Sweden worked on the name of this union. Well, it's a union. It's union with E-N at the end of it. Unionin, Sweden's largest union, is encouraging members to call up when male colleagues give them unsolicited lectures on things they already understand.
This is just weird. This is nitpicky.
Well, also, the first time that they come back and want something, it's going to backfire because the dude's going to be like, no.
Yeah. You told me you knew how to do it.
You knew how to do it. So,
yeah.
You know,
go for it.
The organization, which represents 600,000 private sector workers, launched the advice line on Monday and said it will be open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. every day for a week as part of a campaign to highlight and stamp out the insidious damaging practice.
We got
to
get that number. We got to find that number.
Is insidious an overstatement?
Yes.
It's insidious. This isn't workplace harassment between a man and a woman.
Where'd you get this story?
Did I get this story?
Somebody got it.
You handed it to me. Anyway, for those who may not be familiar with it, the union defined mansplaining as when a man explains something to a woman without being asked, particularly something which she might already know more about than the man. The union said the commonplace practice diminishes women by making them appear less competent than they are.
Oh, that I don't agree with that.
I don't either.
I mean,
so if I walk up to anybody and I start telling them something that they already know about, is that my fault? How am I supposed to know?
Yeah, you were just trying to be helpful.
I mean, sure, I come up to you all the time and I try to tell you how to, you know, be on a podcast and actually make it entertaining, and you don't listen. But
tell me how to be taller, but it doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
I try it. I try this stuff. Swallowing raw eggs. I did that for like 3 years. I didn't grow an inch.
You didn't swallow pterodactyl eggs.
Oh, where do you get those?
Pterodactyl.
Well, maybe I should check with the poo guy.
With the poo guy. A study by the American Psychological Association found that men, quote unquote, tend to overestimate their intelligence to a much greater extent than women.
Oh, not me. I'm way smarter than that.
And showed that, see what you just, and showed that self-assurance in men grows with age.
Really?
That's totally true.
You would know.
I mean, I look up to you as being an elder and all.
What am I, like 3 days older than you?
Whatever. Union said the phone line. That sounds like a Toyota trying to start. Union.
Not my Toyota.
Said the phone line, which will be staffed by a gender expert. What is that? That's literally something they made up.
I am claiming right now that I am a gender expert.
I'm a gender expert. Look, there goes a dude. Look, there's a girl. Look,
yeah,
there's a woman.
You
there's a dude.
Expert. Look at you.
Look at me.
You
know I know the difference.
You're smarter than you think you are. You're the opposite of what they're talking about.
I shouldn't really talk about it, though.
Right.
Anyway, this quote-unquote gender expert and a group of feminist politicians. There we go.
Bingo.
Feminist politicians, comedians, and scientists.
What?
What?
That sounds like a party.
It'll be staffed by gender expert and a group of feminist politicians, comedians, and scientists. Is about equality.
Imagine the conversation between a comedian, a scientist, and a feminist.
A comedian, a scientist, and a feminist walk into a bar, and there's a monkey drunk. It's about putting your finger on the small everyday problems which become large when they stack up. These people, honestly,
I'm not putting my finger there.
No, these people honestly,
yeah,
have no life. They needed something to fill their own self-worth, and they found this.
Yeah.
Obviously the comedians aren't very good in Sweden because they're staffing phones.
Shouldn't you be on stage somewhere standing up?
Okay, and they named it mansplaining, okay?
Yeah, that's pretty good,
Let me mansplain something to you, Sweden. You're a bunch of idiots, okay? No. We love you, but you're just...
Not all of them.
We don't love you.
I do. I love Sweden. You know what I like about Sweden? Chocolate.
You like the Volvos? You like the Volvos?
They're boxy, but good.
They're boxy, but good. Thank you, Mr. Moore. So, It's about putting your finger on the small everyday problems which become large when they stack up. When left unchecked, mansplaining can contribute to men earning more than women. What ever. And being promoted faster, the organization said, something most of us, regardless of sex, think is unfair and want to change. The hotline will advise upset and frustrated callers on what action they should take next and aims to help them move on. Help them move on. But there are no set answers. Of course not. This is all make-believe.
It's true. They're writing it as they go.
Instead, the people staffing the line will have the freedom to say what they want based on their own experience. Okay, so it's okay. They're going to say what they want. What if I know more about what they're talking about than they do?
Yeah, you can't say it.
Is that woman-splaining?
Yes, and then you'll end up on the hotline.
Oh, no. Unsurprisingly, the initiative unleashed a flood of negative content on the Union's Facebook page, particularly from men. I'm sorry. We need to have a Gonzo Award on this show. We need to have an award because this is just dumb. This isn't something like call because you feel threatened, call because you feel unsafe, call because someone is being
sexist
or offensive to you.
Yeah,
this is call because you need a wine.
Yep.
Write that number down. I'm gonna call wine.
1-800 call whiner.
Once you go, hey Sweden, call 1-800. We don't care.
All right, I got this next one. It's a sports story.
Headline is
Iowa fan arrested for public intoxication, thought she was at Iowa State Arizona game.
Wait, I thought you meant a person that really liked Iowa.
But that the game.
Like the state.
The game didn't exist.
They were a fan of Iowa.
She was at a game that wasn't even happening.
Laugh at me. So she thought she was at a game, but the game didn't exist.
There's no game.
Uh-uh. She had no game.
Oh. There were only 6 public intoxication arrests made at Kinnick Stadium on Saturday as the unranked Hawkeyes knocked off No. 3 Michigan. That was a very good, surprising game, by the way.
I don't care.
But one of these arrests stands out way above the rest.
Is it the imaginary game?
Yeah.
Okay.
From the University of Iowa Police Report comes the tale of Michelle Keys, age 35, old enough to know better, who thought she was in Ames, Iowa for the Iowa State-Arizona game. Trouble is, that game didn't exist.
Did she drive herself there?
Iowa State played at Kansas on Saturday in Lawrence, Kansas, and Arizona lost at home to Colorado. Keys of Ankeny, Iowa, had a .225 blood alcohol level. She slurred her speech and spoke
like you just did. Slurred her speech.
Maybe I'm doing her voice.
Oh, sorry.
She slurred her speech and spoke in incoherent sentences.
Again, you.
Iowa State of the Big 12 and Arizona of the Pac-12 haven't met since 1968. They've only played four times.
I think it's time they get back together again.
So she told police, hey, leave me alone. I'm at the Iowa State-Arizona game.
She's as good of a sports fan as I am.
She really is.
Yeah.
You don't drink, though.
I mean,
water.
I don't go to Iowa either. Yeah, you need to specify that you. I do drink water.
I love having somebody say, I hadn't had a drink in 30 years.
Wow, you must be thirsty. Hey, Aaron.
Hey.
If I've said it once, I've said it a million times.
What's that?
I love digging.
I dig digging myself.
Yeah, I love digging. So does this 89-year-old man. He dug his own grave.
That's almost 90.
Mathematician. That's what I like about this show.
I did real good in
algebra. That's just arithmetic.
Well, I did good there, too.
The people were standing around watching as a backhoe scooped up the red earth and then lowered a pine box into the freshly dug grave.
Wow. You said that with, passion.
Yeah.
I could visualize it.
It was a little bit of reverence.
Pine box and everything.
But
I think it's kind of cloudy.
You know what made this scene extraordinary?
What?
Was that the man operating the backhoe was actually digging his own grave. 89-year-old Jimmy Kickham.
Oh, that's old man Kickham's
yes,
boy.
Yes, it is. From Surrey West PEI. What is that? he said it's not so far-fetched when you realize his backstory.
Backhoe backstory
that he's been digging for a living most of his life. Kickham owned his own construction company.
I love that song. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm digging for a living.
Okay, so there's our song.
Shout out for Huey. Lewis.
C.S. Lewis? 89-year-old Jimmy Kickham from Surrey. We talked about that already, didn't we?
Yeah, you talked about it. He's almost 90.
Okay. Kickham owned his own construction company for more than a half a century, digging trenches for everything from sewer mains to underground utility wires.
Do you think
wires.
He got picked on as a kid, Kickham? I mean, in the 70s, when I was growing up in the 80s, if your last name was Kickham, you're going to have a bruised behind.
Yeah, Kickham.
Yeah.
I did. Kick
what's
him.
Your name?
I did.
Kickham.
Kickham.
Oh, here you go.
Kickham. I did. I love digging. Just one of those things that gets in your system. It's just work, money, no matter what they want, Doug. I could do it, he said.
Did he say Doug?
I just let him tell the story already.
Kickham still works most days digging with the same Massey Ferguson backhoe that he bought 45 years ago. 45 years ago.
That's a decent backhoe.
Massey Ferguson.
I dig a Massey Ferguson.
I bet you would. You dig with a Massey. Hey, yeah. You know what? If they gave us one,
yeah.
I'd drive it up and down the road.
You fit right in.
I'd drive it to work. It'd take me like 12 hours to get to work.
You'd
but I'd
fit right in our little small town.
Yeah, probably would. He's also Doug doesn't. Doug.
Doug.
Shut up and read the story.
He's also dug dozens and dozens of graves with his backhoe.
There's nothing different for me to dig a grave just natural. I dug enough of them, God knows, said Kickham.
That's hard to switch gears.
Yeah.
But those graves have all been for other people.
Wow. One day I was just digging graves, and I thought to myself I'd do my own if I lived to be 90. So I'm 90 years of age, it's already done, he said.
He talks fast for an old man.
Well, he's in a hurry. He's about to die.
Yeah.
Kickham said his family needed a little convincing when he first told them of his plan to dig his own grave.
Why?
Kind of looked at me, what are you talking about?
Oh, man.
I said, no, I mean it.
Go back to your room.
So they agreed.
Gramps.
And then I seen.
He said seen.
He did, yep.
And then I seen the priest first, and then the undertaker, and got some measurements, although I knew the measurements from one I dug one before. But anyway, that's another side of the story. Anyway,
he knew what he needed. He dug it out. He did it. But you know, honestly, this family probably said, dude, I don't care. Just go dig a hole. Whatever, sure. Okay, Dad, it's your grave, quote unquote, air quotes.
I wonder if that was the guy that got attacked by the goat earlier because maybe the goat got mad. There's grass was all dug up. Hey, Craig.
Yes.
Do you like a good smack fest?
I
think Ozzy played the last smack fest, didn't he?
Yeah. I want to give you some credit for that, but. I'm just.
Is that not up to par?
I'm just not. It's not tickling my funny bone.
Well, it tickled mine, so that's what counts.
Okay.
You know why?
Okay, so let's try it again this time.
Okay.
But this time, what we're going to do is you're going to be funny.
Okay.
Okay, so okay, try. Okay, here
right,
we go. Ready?
All right, hey, Craig.
Yeah, hey.
You ever been to a smack fest?
No, what's that?
Well, Ozzy played the last one.
Was that better? Was that sincere?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
What is a smack fest, by the way?
Well, we're about to find out. Because you know why?
Is it face slapping?
Headline is. Police say smack fest or face slapping contest at Minnesota bar leads to beating. But that's
isn't that what it is?
That's what I'm thinking. Leads to, that's like saying a eating contest leads to weight gain. St. Paul, Minnesota. What started as a smack fest at a St. Paul bar ended with one of the participants assaulted by at least half a dozen people.
Wait. Isn't that what they're doing?
Yeah. But not six of them, I don't think. Half a dozen.
That's like me getting upset going to a Chinese buffet because I kept eating it and it didn't stop me.
That's all you can eat.
No, really. Watch. I can eat a lot more.
No. Science say all you can eat.
That's all you can eat.
One of the promoters said she doesn't believe what happened outside was related to the event.
Oh, how?
Really?
You invite a bunch of people to a place and you tell them to smack each other, and then it happens outside, and you say it's not my fault.
A 25-year-old Annika woman reported that she had been at Arnell's bar. Arnelia's bar, whichever. They're close to each other.
Whatever. Yeah, Arnell's is right down the street.
And had taken part in a smack fest. It was described in the police report as being a competition in which willing contestants take turns slapping each other in the faces.
That's not a competition. That's assault.
That's stupid is what that is.
It's dumb.
Arnelia's hosted a smack fest in the past, and the event Thursday was the second week they brought it back. It's pure adult fun.
No, it's not.
Said Kesha Ray, one of the promoters. Participants are only allowed to be women who sign a waiver and have to follow rules, including switching hands and which side of the face they're hitting. Well, it's a good thing they got rules, you know? You got to keep a contest like this lined up.
To make it more legit.
They have three rounds with three smacks in each and a break in between. That's when they put the ice packs on their face.
I guess.
The crowd judges who won overall, and the grand prize from the Thursday night event was $175.
I assume the one that won is the one still standing.
I wonder if it's who takes the smacks best or if who's smacking the best and wins.
That'll be smacking the bar owner.
The woman who was assaulted outside the bar early Friday had competed against another woman whom she had seen around but didn't know. After the competition, the victim and her opponent spoke, and neither was upset about the outcome.
No, I'm good.
Yes, I'm good.
My teeth hurt a little.
Yeah, hug it out.
When the women left the bar between 2 and 2:30 a.m. Friday, and headed for her car. Her smackfest opponent was waiting for her in a fighting stance.
Put him up. Wait.
Yeah.
There's a stance for slapping?
Sure it is. Yeah, no. No, she was in a fighting stance in the parking lot. Yeah.
Okay.
The opponent, her boyfriend, and 5 to 6 of her friends surrounded the 25-year-old at her car. She was punched in the nose and knocked to the ground, where the suspect's boyfriend used his foot to stomp the left side of her face.
Okay, this goes from a little friendly game of face slapping to full-on assault.
I think that's what the story's about.
Maybe it is.
During the fracas, one of the suspects lost her wig, which was found on the ground.
Why did I just have this vision of somebody getting punched in the face and the wig flying off the back of their head?
Someone drove the victim to the hospital. She had significant bruising on both sides of her face.
That was from the
exactly.
Fest.
Everybody in the fest had it.
The smack fest.
Some of her injuries were from the smack fight, they said. The woman also had scratches and cuts to her face, and 2 artificial nails had been ripped from her fingers. So we lost a wig, and we lost 2 nails, and there's lots of bruising and scratching.
So you basically are encouraging this kind of behavior because yeah, you are.
Am I?
You're wearing the shirt. It says 2016 Smackfest
St. Paul.
Champion St. Paul.
I went to Smackfest and all I got was this lousy bruise on my face. And that's going to wrap up our show.
No, we had a goat too.
The goat was angry.
Had a goat. We had a poop collector.
The poop collector and the goat and the Australian.
And mansplaining.
But before
Quit trying to explain everything to me. I already know.
Before we leave... You know, we're part of the ACE Podcast Network now.
Yeah.
And we're on there with a lot of good, there's a lot of good podcasts.
A lot of podcasts.
And more coming every day.
Yeah.
So I've been kind of checking these podcasts out.
Yeah.
So guess which one I listened to today? It's called Turning Back the Pages.
Oh.
And Zach and Ember do this podcast where they discuss books.
And they read them backwards?
No. But I love books. And they discuss like children's books and young adult
novels.
And
you also, you know what else you like?
You know what I love?
Pages.
I love young adult novels. And we've discussed this.
Is that
Outsiders, The Giver. Those are 2 of my all-time favorites. I love them.
What about The Outside Giver?
But you got to listen to this podcast. It's like ours. It's very short. I caught that.
Thank you.
It's half an hour on average. They've only got a couple
out
there.
And so they start at the back of the book and they read it backwards.
No, they do not. They don't do that.
They just
discuss these books.
They discuss time travel books.
And Amber is a big fan of Neil Gaiman. So we have something common.
So you guys just became best friends.
I think we did.
That's crazy.
And Zach seems to be a good
guy,
too.
This actually encourages me to learn how to read.
You really should, because The Giver is a good one, and I'm hoping they cover it one day. That's a hint.
As I've said before, learning is feeding rudimental. No, reading is fun to.
Freeding.
Freeding is. Oh.
Life is freeding.
It's what the van says on the outside. Reading is fun. Demental.
That's true.
Hey, that does it, huh?
That's it.
Another podcast in the can.
Check out Turning Back the Pages. I wanted to get that in there one more time.
And we still don't have a can.
And I'll put that link on our page.
We have a page?
Yeah, we got a page. We're going to turn them back. See what I did?
No, I don't want to see what you did. She's never going to talk to you.
Who says she was going to talk to me in the first place?
That's probably true. What about the other dude? What's his
Zach.
Name? Zach.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a stand-up guy.
This is what I like about this podcast, by the way.
You're going to go on about it.
I'm really excited about the podcast. I've subscribed already.
Nice.
But they're on their second episode I listened to today. The first episode was kind of an introduction type thing.
Uh-huh.
But you know how it took us 7 or 8 podcasts before we got in the groove to where we are?
I never said we were in a groove.
They seem to come out of the box in the groove.
Overachievers.
They really are overachievers.
You know
why?
You know why? You know why? You know why? You know why? You know why? Because they read.
Because they're part of the ACE Podcast Network.
And that too.
Okay, go ahead. Close us out.
Close us out?
Yeah.
Okay, that does it for another episode.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to 2 Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to rate and review it within your favorite podcast app. You can also visit us on Twitter at 2MADAAM. Or on Facebook at 2 Middle-Aged Dudes. Our website is 2dudes.stream. That's the number 2dudes.stream. If you have questions or comments about the show, you can email us at middleagedudes@gmail.com.